Dying is an option. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dying is an option. How long do we drag out our dying experiences? How long do we drag out our illnesses? How long do we drag out our wars? How long do we drag out thinking about death, thinking about dying, thinking about the end? How often do we think how nice it would be to die and not have to experience the life that we're enjoying, not have to experience the pains and the ill and the unhappiness and the feelings that we have with other people who are not happy with us or we are not happy with them? How nice it would be just to sort of shuffle off this mortal coil and no longer be around to be concerned about the things that are going on. Well, now, dying is an option. It's an option that everyone has. And you think, well, now, hey, if dying is an option, then not to die is an option also. Yes, that's true. Not to die is an option also. But dying is the option. So long as we want to think about problems in life, so long as we want to think about yesterday, so long as we want to think about a tomorrow and not live 100% in the now, in today, then yes, we'll be living in a world where dying is an option. As though it were the only way out of the circumstances that we are experiencing, the only way out of those ugly experiences that will just tear us to pieces and destroy us and make us very unhappy. The cancer, the illness, the death, the pain, the suffering, all of the things that go along with pre-death. Oh, yes. It happens to everyone at one point in a minor way, to just stubbing your toe, to a major way in having pain that is so and so terrible that you just don't know how to handle it. Well, if we were to start out our life over again, and we do, if we were to start out our life over again, and we were to have in our life the idea that we are going to live our life in its most noble, beautiful, wonderful, fabulous way. We are going to be living in the temple of the living spirit. We are going to be having experiences that we choose in our life, and we always do choose them. If we were going to start over again and start looking at ourselves and saying, what is it that I want to experience? We have a clean slate. We have nothing there that is going to disturb us, nothing there that is giving us pain, nothing there that is giving us anything at all. And that's what we do when we are born. Oh, you say, well, what about people who are born with maladies? Well, that's not the point. We're talking about the people who can be and are born with their ideal spirit, mind, and body. People who can be and are born with all things in perfect accord. And this is the way we are divinely designed to be. If through our way of living we have brought into our life unhappy experiences, then those unhappy experiences are going to demand their toll. They're going to demand our attention. They're going to demand that we look at them and say, oh, you are terrible, or you are good. Now, if we could train our children, we would have to train ourselves first, but if we could train our children to know that all is good and very good, that all is divine, that all is the ideal seeking to be expressed on every level of being, on every level of consciousness, if we could train our children in that way and train ourselves, we would live eternally. Now you say, there is no eternality. People die. Everybody dies. No, they don't. We think they die because we have a lot of bodies that we bury, and a lot of bodies that we cremate and so forth. But really, if you got down to it, right down to brass tacks, all of the people who have presumably died, where did they go? Where are their bodies? Are their bodies buried? They would take a lot more space than we allot them today for all the bodies of all the dead people who have ever presumably died to be put away. What happens to these people that presumably die and there's no body? Well, the Missing Persons Bureau, we've talked about that before. What about these Missing Persons Bureau? They have lots and lots and lots of people, and there are a lot of people who are never reported missing because nobody thinks about them as missing. They're just doing their thing. They're off doing their wonderful journey. And if we were to stop and think about it, we'd find out that these people have gone off into other dimensions, other areas, other attitudes, and they truly have not died, as truly the people who left their bodies behind. Just because you take off an old coat that you're not wearing anymore and you throw it in the trash or you bury it or you burn it or you give it away or you, whatever you do, that doesn't mean that the body that lived in that coat is dead. That doesn't mean that the body that was wearing those clothing and discarded them is no longer with us. That body is just a temporary thing, as it is for all, and the real body, our ideal body, the perfect body that never dies, the body that lives eternally, immortally, that body is the body that theoretically we should be putting our full attention on, putting our full awareness on, and say, that is who I really am. And as we do that, we'll find that we give less attention to the outer in the world and more attention to the inner that we are. We will find that we will no longer seek to have things, seek to have possessions, seek to judge ourselves and others, seek to be in any way controlled by anything on the outer or anything on the inner. And we live a beautiful, dynamic, peaceful, harmonious life. We live it eternally. We want nothing, need nothing. We are everything. We have everything. We are ideal. And this is true. Our original purity and integrity is ideal. Now, we can let go of this outer shell, this outer life, this outer experience that we have, and not place any claim on it, and listen to the divine within us. Listen to our reality within us, the ideal within us, and live according to that ideal self that we are. And we'll find that there'll be no thought about death, because life is all that we think about. There'll be no thought about tomorrow, for right now, this minute, this instant, this now is all that there is. There'll be no yesterday, and there'll be no tomorrow. There'll only be the now. And truly, this is all there is. All there is the now. This very moment, this very instant, this very time in our life is all that there is. Dying is an option. We choose that option of dying as a showcase for things that we sometimes do, but really it's unnecessary. Dying is an option like anything else. Living is an option. Being ourselves is an option. Being wonderful, being dynamic, being fantastic, being glorious, being fulfilled in every way, that's an option too. You have the option to say, I like me, and you have the option to say, I don't like me. Ooh, 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 Herb, don't get so excited. Well, that's what it's all about. I have the option to say I like me, and I have the option to say I don't like me. I have the option to count all my blessings and to look at my life and call it the most beautiful life in the world. I have the option to call everything that I am wonderful and good. I have the option to call everything I've created in my world, every person, every place, everything, every attitude, every condition. I have the right to call it good and very good, for surely it is that. I have the right to look at all of life as my option for living now, living in this present moment, all that I am and all that I ever will be. I am glorious. I am the ideal being. We all have this potential. We all have this actual. We all have this being our original purity and integrity, should we choose that pathway. And we can pretend, as the theater might give us the stage on which to play a game, we can pretend that we are not that, and truly it is just pretend. And we play the game that it's not that, and we play it so realistically that we look at it and we say, my goodness sakes, I'm dying, my goodness sakes, I'm sick, my goodness sakes, we got problems. Or how often do you say, my goodness sakes, I'm a happy person, my goodness sakes, I'm filled with joy and peace and love, my goodness sakes, everything in the world is fabulous. How often do we say that about ourselves? Far too seldom. Far too seldom. Now, we can say that. We can say that every moment of our life. Dying is an option. Death is an option. Health is an option. Our reality is health. Our reality is the ideal us. Our reality is immortality. Our reality is living forever in our ideal spirit, mind, and body now. And we live it instant by instant, moment by moment, now by now. And as we turn our attention to that now by now experience, we feel on top of the world. We feel glorious. We feel wonderful. We feel powerful. We feel endless. We feel all the goodness of the universe, all the joy of the universe, all the harmony of the universe, all the right action of the universe, all that is in divine order in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We feel that right now. And as we feel that right now, it is done for us right now. It is done perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully, right now. There is no other way to look at it. There is no other way to consider it. There's no other way to think about it. For that's our reality. And our reality is now. And that now is forever and ever and ever. Oh, you say we reincarnate, we come back, oh, we have other dimensions of life that we live on. You say all of these most interesting storybook things that we have made up out of the fantasy of our imagination. But if we were to take the fantasy of our imagination and make up our reality, consider all of the things that would make for a glorious life. Consider all of the things that would make for living at its ultimate best. Oh, we'd call that fantasy too. But why not work on it? Why not think of it? The great artists, the great writers, the great sculptors, the great painters, the great thinkers, the great beings, all live in their imagination. They live in their thinking system at its ultimate, at its peak, at its highest, at its best. You and I, we have that privilege. We have the privilege to think of the most beautiful thing that we could ever imagine and know that that is us. We have the privilege to think that all of life is good and very good, and that's our life. We have the privilege to think, and some people do think that, but they think it's a joke. They think it's a lark. They think it's really not true. And really, it is true. We are the ideal being now and always. And the moment we start claiming it, we start experiencing it. I'm claiming it today. And I'm experiencing it today. And I'm living now today. Because that's the greatest, most wonderful, fabulous experience I could ever imagine for myself. And it is so for all of my creation. I love you. I love you. I love you.